in this production that we've enjoyed, there seems to be very, very few staff on the ground, kind of a stage manager and a house manager, which is kind of weird because this is a house. Now, Ruth, you'd normally be stood at the front of a theatre, wouldn't you?
I would, yeah. I used to work at the Arena Theatre, so yeah, I'm used to managing 150 people, so it's quite different.
How many people were in the house today?
I think we had 12 altogether, including you and your crew.
So interestingly, we kind of knocked the door. The door opened, and there you were—the only kind of sign that we were stepping in to a theatre, I guess, because there's a member of staff, and you have the public written on your shirt. And then you kind of showed us to the living room, and then it all went back to house. There was samosas on the table and juice, and it was as if we were in someone's living room. Very strange indeed. How does this feel for you now?
It feels kind of strange, but yeah, it's good. It sort of feels like I am like in a house kind of thing, and I'm not really managing a play, so to speak. Yeah, but it's good.
And when the play actually started, you were a part of the audience. You sat down.
Yes, yeah, I am. I've been part of the audience for 11 shows now.
It's the actors are actually living here, but you live elsewhere, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm local, so yeah.
It's interesting because you may be able to hear the tumble dryer in the background, because as we are like doing interviews and shooting a bit of video and photographs, everybody's just moving around the kitchen like it was any other normal ordinary kitchen in the house, because it is a functioning kitchen, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah, because four of the actors live here at the minute.
So what kind of adjustments had to be made to the house so that this could be a place where a play could take place?
Not much, really, I don't think. I think a few additional lights have been put up in the kitchen, and there's additional speakers and stuff for the music in the sitting room. So there's a few additional wires that have been gaffer taped down.
Yeah, well hidden, though, well hidden. So site-specific, as this is, are you doing any other site-specific stuff? Will you be ushering people onto a boat or a treehouse?
No, this is my only site-specific thing that I've managed so far.
Well, I'm learning all about theatre in weird and wonderful places, and it's been an experience. Thanks for looking after us.
That's all right.
The dryer is still rumbling in the background in this working kitchen, in this normal house, which is also a theatre. Try and get your head around that. I'm sat with Jessica, who is one of what appears to be only two members of staff. I don't know if there are more people hiding in the cupboards. Are there just two of you working as staff?
It's actually just me as a stage manager, and Ruth's our front of house.
Yes.
So she sits in with the audience.
I know. I saw her, and she was getting just as emotionally involved as the rest of us. What's your role?
I'm the stage manager, so I take care of all the actors, all the set, all the props in the kitchen, as well as costume changes, the sound and the lighting for the show.
Now, we talked briefly amongst ourselves about the modifications that had been made. They seemed very covert and not many. A little bit of lighting. There is a sign saying fire exit above the door. Is there much more that you had to do?
There's a few hidden speakers in the kitchen for like the baby crying and the frying noise and stuff like that. And then just speakers in the living room to make it sound like noises coming from upstairs when really it's just coming from next door. Apart from that, it's getting a few fire extinguishers in, getting a ramp put in just in case we have any wheelchair users. I think that's it really in the house.
So you're responsible for turning the audio and bits and bobs on and off during the play. Can you see what's going on in here?
No. So for me, it's all via what I can hear.
Well, there is a bit of shouting.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's really difficult when you've already got a track playing and you're trying to hear out for a cue, and I'm trying really hard not to have my head through that door. but I guess you just get used to a show, and I worked on it last year, so I know the play really well.
Well, it seemed flawless. It seemed smooth. Well, I mean, I didn't know. I thought I was in someone's kitchen for a large period of it. So you've definitely done your job right.
Oh, right. Thank you.
And a couple of the actors have been saying on how, you know, they're amazed that you can just get everything on cue. Is this an easy setup then compared to other site-specific theatrical performances? Have you worked on anything else?
I haven't actually worked on any other site-specific work. This is my first time, and I worked on it last year. I think it's just really interesting. I think what's difficult is when you're actually living in the house that you're performing in, so there's no escape from work. And it's like trying to kick people out who own this kitchen, really, at 6 o'clock and saying, right, the show's going to start, so wash up all your dishes, and now I need to get into work mode. Because what happens sometimes is I set up for the shows, and then the actors come and take a glass, and then that glass is missing for the show. So it's trying to get that boundary between work and home, which is really difficult.
And how do you feel about the cameras coming in?
I don't actually mind. I think it's going to be really exciting. I'm actually really, really excited because a lot of my family and stuff haven't been able to see it, so everyone will get to log on, which will be really cool.
That's definitely the extra reach, I think, will definitely be an interesting facet of that happening. What does it take then to do your job? What do you need? What key skills?
I think you just need to be really organised, and especially when it's such a small space, just to be really tactful with the actors and just also be really easygoing, because it's really hard, especially when you've got a scene going on in here and then you've got actors laughing and larking around back there and then trying to tell them to shut up but being quiet but not wanting to upset anyone because you see everyone every day. And I think it's just being really, really organised.
Well, you did a great job. Thank you very much indeed.